Hey, what's up, man? This is your host with the most, XP, man. Keeping it real and black, as always, man. I know I'm a little late on this, but you know I had to dwell on it a little bit because 2020, you know, is crazy, man. As most of you guys know, we lost Chadwick Boseman on Friday. It kind of hurts a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. It was very surprising to know that he was diagnosed with a stage 3 colon cancer in 2016. Went up to stage 4. He died Friday, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, and I'm just lost for words. It's just amazing to know, you know, that during his cancer treatments and everything, this guy was still doing movies for our entertainment. That's like big in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? He could have just sat at home, do chemo, and just rest and be with his family. But nah, he went out and still worked when he had this colon cancer, man. He put in the work. And it's just amazing because a lot of people don't do that. Because, shoot, knowing me, if I'm sick with cancer, I'll probably be in a corner depressed somewhere, hoping and praying that I don't die, you know. But this guy, he just did his chemo treatments, whatever surgeries he had to do, went back out there and did those movies, man, to the best of his ability, and he did a great job. Jesus, I'm still hurt, man. A little bit about Chadwick. His full name is Chadwick Aaron Boseman. He was born and raised in Anderson, South Carolina. I was surprised to hear, you know what I'm saying, that he was from South Carolina. Because, you know, I'm from North Carolina, but still, it was just amazing to know that someone else, you know, from the South, did something with their life and became an international star, like, around the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, I hope to be half of the man Chadwick Boseman was, you know what I'm saying? Man, this is kind of hard. Me personally, I've been trying to watch his movies and stuff. If anyone is interested, and if you are listening to this podcast today, August 30th, what ABC is doing is starting at 8 o'clock, they're gonna air the Black Panther, and after the Black Panther, it's gonna just be like I don't know how long the documentary is, but it's just gonna highlight Chadwick Boseman's career. You know, so hopefully you guys, you know, if you're not busy, you can check it out. But if you're listening to this podcast the next day or a week from now, just I guess go on YouTube, you know, look up some of his interviews. I mean, I'm pretty sure something will inspire you. But I just got done watching one of his movies he was in, The Five Bloods. You need to check that out on Netflix. I just got done watching it. It's a pretty good movie, man. I kind of got a little emotional, you know, just sitting there, because, you know, you can see he's skinnier in the movie. And we all, you know, how the media is and how the people are, how we people are, to jump to conclusions. Because, you know, when I first seen him, like, skinny, I don't know, was it on Instagram or Twitter, but I'm just thinking, oh man, he's preparing for a role or something like that. But a lot of people thought that. We did not know that he had stage 3 colon cancer. I mean, I respect him, you know, for keeping it private, because I guess he didn't want to alarm anyone or, like, get people worried. Or maybe, you know, I don't know what went through his mind. Maybe he didn't want to tell, you know, the directors or whatever who's, like, doing the movies, because, you know, maybe they'd tell him to go home and, like, relax, take some R&R, you know? But nah, he just, you know what I'm saying? He just decided to put in all the work. And like I said again, I hope I can be half of the man. Oh man, I'm sorry. I wish I can, you know, I hope a lot of us black men today, you know, can be half the man he was, you know. I'm just speaking for myself, but if you want to check out some of my episodes from the past, I know I have, I believe I have 2 episodes. I know it's called the Black Panther 1, Part 1, I believe, and I think I have another episode, the Black Panther Part 2. Well, I don't know, but it's just, it's old, but if you want to listen to it, you know, in tribute of him, feel free, because I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember when I was hearing the Black Panther was coming out in theaters. I did a podcast, and I was, like, promoting it, like, from, like, the highest of the heavens, because I was, like, so excited to finally see, like, the Black Panther, you know, have his own movie, like, his own standalone movie. Now, mind you, now, we all seen the Black Panther first make his appearance in Captain America's Civil War. So, I'm telling you, yo, King T'Challa, yo, Chadwick Boseman, he did a great job portraying the King of Wakanda. Like, when people ask me who's my, like, favorite Marvel character, I would say Black Panther. Cause, you know, I just love the movie all around, man. Acting, the passion, he blood, sweat, tears he put into this character, man. All the little kids, all the little black kids, you know, looking up to this character, you know, looking up to him, you know. Every time we see him, you know what I'm saying? If we ever see him in person, we all know we're gonna throw up the Wakanda sign, Wakanda forever, you know. But I just really hope, you know, he's in a better place. We all hope that, you know. Wherever he's at now in the afterlife, he's not sick anymore. I know he's smiling down on all of us, you know, hoping that we all push through this, because believe it or not, a lot of more people like me are affected by this, because it's crazy. Coronavirus, you know, Kobe Bryant dying, a lot of people dying from the coronavirus. Now Chadwick Boseman of cancer, is just crazy. This year, it's already, like I said, almost till, you know, September is going to be coming up right around the corner, and I don't know what 2020s have in store still, because I don't know if this can get any worse, to be honest. You know, I always try to joke on my podcast and stuff like that, but this is just for Chadwick, man, and all, you know, my subscribers who listen. I just want to do this for him. But yeah, like I was saying, in the beginning, Chadwick Aaron Boseman was born November 29th, 1976, in Anderson, South Carolina. He died August 28, 2020. At age 43, some of you guys might think that's old, but to me, that's young, man. 43, that's nothing. He could be like 55 today, and we would still say that's young. But yeah. You know, I try to sound more like hype and stuff, but I don't know. This is not a time to be hype, you know? It's time to reflect on this man's career. And what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to try to watch some of his movies. Like, up next, I'm probably going to watch Marshall, where he portrayed the real life person, Thurgood Marshall. And I need to watch the one where he plays James Brown and the one where he plays Jackie Robinson. Like, this dude was a beast, man. And like I said, man, he was putting in work through it all, yo. Like, he was smiling through it all, man. Like, and, you know, makes me want to tear up and stuff. You know, I'm a man, I know. You know, some of us guys, we can tear up a little bit. But it's like, it's crazy, man. It's like you can't believe it. It's like, what in the world is going on here? Like, I was shocked. Just like with the Kobe situation, I'm on Google, and I see his name. I'm like, and it says Chadwick Boseman dead. And I'm just like, come on, you know, really? Well, what's up with these, like, fake, you know, newsletters and stuff like that? And I kept digging in, and it was true. Went on YouTube, it was true. CNN said it. Yeah, just like destroyed me, man. Cause I was thinking about like the Black Panther 2. I don't even know, did they even finish filming that? And we don't even know if they did finish filming it. I hope they will put it out soon. But if they didn't, then is that it for the Black Panther? Cause I feel you. I don't think no one else could replace Chadwick Boseman as the Black Panther. So I don't know if they would even look for an actor. It's just shocking, man. It's really shocking. Man, Chadwick, man. I know I speak for everyone who's listening to this podcast. We miss you, but we all know you're in a better place. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna play this 5-minute clip when he was getting interviewed and he was talking about the importance of the Black Panther. So just give me a few and I'm gonna set it up right now.
It's just, you know, you said, how you doing? At that particular moment, I was like,
you're good.
You know, I'm good.
You're good. Yeah. How are you feeling about this film? What's a couple of words you're feeling about Black Panther?
It's impactful.
Yeah.
It's impactful. And I think it's a special movie. Mm-hmm. This is not just a, you know, it's not just a popcorn flick. So I think special is definitely the word I would use.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of preparation did you do for this character? Like, physically, like, did you have to transform in, like, a way that might have been a little grueling? Or was it kind of easy just to, you know, get into the Black Panther mode?
Nah, I don't think there's anything easy about this. You know, we had training sessions, at least two a day in the pre-production period. Mm-hmm. You know, give me 5 to 6 hours of either conditioning conditioning or stunt training or fight training, however you want to say it. And then even when you film, you have to continue to do that to stay ready for whether it be the fight scenes or the fact that you got to take your shirt off or clothes off. So that means that you have to either get up at 3, 4 a.m. to do it for a 5 a.m. pickup or call, or you got to do it after work, after you've been on set for 12, 13, 14 hours, whatever it is. So it's grueling. It's definitely grueling.
Why do you think a film like this is so important, though, given, you know, everyone talking about diversity in Hollywood? And why do you think it's important that right now we see, you know, Black Panther on the big screen?
Anytime is a great time for a Black Panther movie. You know, if they could have done it 10 years ago, it would have been great. If they could have done it 20 years ago, it would have been great. 30 years ago, it would have been great. I think it's great now because we have this cast. Mm-hmm. We have Marvel, you know, in its 18th. This is the 18th movie in the Marvel, in the MCU. And, you know, they're willing to put this, these types of resources behind a movie like this. And so we can do it and feel, you know, proud that no corners were cut. And I think that says a lot. That says, it says everything. And it's important because, you know, we do get to see very, very strong women in this film. You know, I would even say that, you know, Wonder Woman did a great job in terms of, you know, spearheading that conversation in superhero movies. With these women, it extends that conversation and expands the conversation because these are all different types of women. And you see a conversation over here with, you know, whether it be the differences in their hair or the differences in their skill sets, the differences in the way they express their intelligence. All of that is here. And so women don't have to conform in any sort of way. You know, whether you want your hair to be bald, whether you want to have white locks, whether you want to have, you know, kinks, little nappy curls, or, you know, whatever it is, it's all possible here. And then obviously, you know, my character and Michael's character show two different aspects of the black male and the conflict that exists not just for men but also for women when there is a disconnect from your ancestry and an acceptance of the African and the African American. That conflict, we're two sides of the same coin. So to show that on this stage, at any time it would be great, but to show it right now is an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's super dope. I loved it on so many levels. All right. Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Chadwick Boseman, we will miss you. Rest in power. This is your host XP, and I'm keeping it real and black. Wakanda forever.